Dina, and I came out here to be in the band.
I'm Steve. I play bass, and I formed the band. So they all came out to join me.
He's the leader.
He's the god of the band, actually.
Thanks.
My name's Travis, and I'm from Northern California, and I didn't come out to be in the band.
Now he just came.
Found him at a Deadhead show.
Is that right? You found him at a Deadhead show.
Yeah.
Gary, go ahead and introduce yourself again.
He was squirting people with a squirt gun.
I didn't have the tape on. It's my fault. Go ahead and introduce yourself again.
I'm Gary again from Oklahoma, and I came out here to join the band.
All the way from the Dust Bowl.
And once again, I'm Josh, and I play guitar in the band.
We got you, Josh.
I'm Steve, and I play bass.
I'm Travis, and I play guitar and harmonica. Gary, introduce yourself.
Go ahead. This is the Swamp Zombies.
My name is Bill, and I play piano for the Swamp Zombies.
And that was Gary, but he's a liar, too, I just found out.
We all are.
Christina's standing in with me. Like I said, my name is Sir Toby, and this is in dedication to Larry. I'll just ask you when your group was formed, you guys, and go ahead and say your name.
Hi, this is Josh again. We were formed, about a little over 3 years ago. Basically, if you count all the punk bands and stuff we had, maybe a little longer than that. But acoustically, we were formed a little over 3 years ago. And the very first place we played was
the Balboa Pier.
The pier at Balboa. That's the first place we played. The second place we played was the other side of Balboa there by the arcades, all in one night. And we learned 4 songs in one afternoon. We went down there, played them over and over and over. People threw money in the guitar case. We made $3 or something
not
the first
even.
Night? Not even $3, but enough to go to Winchell's and each get half a donut.
Big bucks.
Yeah. So we thought, hey, there's money in this.
We were professional musicians at that point.
At that point, we became professional musicians.
You guys look like you want to do a campfire around this thing, and you ought to, because what we need to do is really get your voices. So crowd in around, just campfire guys. Eat the mic is how we say down here at KUCI. And this is the Swamp Zombers. Zombers.
Or the Swamp Zombers.
Zombers. How they say in Oklahoma, right?
What you can call us if you're close to us is the Swamp Zambies.
Yeah.
And if you were close to us, then you would be called a Gromby.
A Gromby.
A Gromby? That's your
groupies?
That's
in the physical sense.
Ooh. And
only if you're female.
And I... Oh. A gender answer. I think that I know how Travis and Josh got together, seeing as they're both...
We were joined at the hip originally.
And they were...
Siamese twins.
Cut apart.
They were joined at the hair. And they had to go to a barber to be separated. It was an awful experience.
Let me see here. But I'm not too sure how Gary... how do you say your last name? McNice?
McNice.
McNice.
We call him McNice, but... It's a franchise, by the way.
And Steve Jacobs, go ahead and tell me in how you did get in the band, Gary.
What was I doing? I was hitchhiking from Oklahoma to California. Something like that, not exactly hitchhiking. And I just kind of landed here, and I wandered around for a while, thought about becoming a vagrant. And then I saw these guys, and I really was inspired, and so I was able to join in with them.
We cleaned them up. We took him into rehab. And ever since then, he's been a good percussion player. And... And I formed the band, let's see.
What's this eye stuff?
Well, I joined the band.
Steve, this is Steve.
We formed the band.
Well,
Steve and
we formed
and
the band,
Josh?
But I'm Steve, and so I'm kind of speaking for myself. So we formed the band, and, What?
You
what
can
you
tell what
at?
You're doing here at the...
And you want to... He's hinting for you to speak up.
We got a light show here in the studio. It's kind of nice.
That's it. Right over there. That's where you are.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. All of them. They're kind of synonymous.
I was playing...
We have an engineer.
I was playing upright bass on a street corner in Laguna Beach, and Josh came by, and he... We formed a punk band originally, and then...
Street corner punk.
We wanted to play out in the public somewhere, and so we played acoustic at that first show that Josh told you about.
All your stuff is acoustics, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all acoustic.
That's one of those easy yes-no questions.
Yeah. No, we said if it's electric, we wouldn't put it in this band exactly.
We call it something else if it's electric.
What do you consider your music? How would you classify it, as it were?
You could probably tell us.
Pure skiffle punk.
A lot of people have called it skiffle, which is like in England in the early 60s and late 50s, working class English youth didn't, you know, they couldn't afford amplifiers and stuff, so they got out their acoustic guitars and they tried to play American rock and roll. Now, we never even heard of this, actually, until people told us we sounded like that, but we I guess, acoustic music, is that a good label, guys?
No.
Kind of acoustic,
kind of like the stuff you hear on the wave.
Psycho folk, folk thrash, that's what somebody else called it.
Oh, that's very good. And Travis, do you have an explanation of what you call your, or how you would explain your music?
Yeah, I would call it kind of a skiffle. No, Beatnik Clash, someone called it, and that was fine with me. I mean, we're not exactly the Clash, but, you know.
They all want dates.
It's the business line. They want us off the air.
I don't
understand that.
Maynard Krebs. That's how I describe it.
And was this the situation where both of you guys got into the group at the same time, brother-wise?
Yeah, we were, Josh and I were in a, I'm Travis and Josh is my brother. Anyway, we were in a band called the Snot Eaters. We were a punk band, and we never had any gigs or anything. We just played like garage parties and stuff. And, you know, after about, you know, 9 months of playing that kind of music, you just want to expand, and so... So we did. So
now that you're in your 30s.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm gonna be 40 next month, and
you look really good for your age. What is it?
Why, thank
oil
you.
Of Olay?
My own personal concoction.
Is it? Well, an herbalist too, huh, Travis? Travis?
Nature nut.
Nature nut. So how old are you guys actually?
We're all in our early 20s. I just had a birthday yesterday, and any fans can send their presents to KUCI. I'll pick them up later. I'm 23. And that was
who Josh. Was it, Josh? Of course.
And I just turned 25.
So
Steve, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Is that right?
I'm Gary, and I'm 24.
Right. You guys are progressive for your ages. It's very, very good. God, I'm an old man already.
Don't ever call us progressive, please.
Sorry. Progressive strings.
Isn't Yes progressive? They're yes. progressive.
The zombie band. Strings. So, was there a song you were going to play for us? Like, there's a couple. When I have to... This is a dedication for Larry, and he got me into these guys. So, I'm going to get him to play...
we're going to play that one
Anarchy
first?
In the UK.
Oh, Anarchy, okay.
This is a tough one, since they only have
Well, this one's only going to have one guitar on it and some vocals, so... So he's going to tap on the back of the dulcimer. It's going to be like a campfire sing-along. So everybody, y'all know the words to this one, I'm sure. It's a lovely 70s folk tune, English folk tune, kind of like Fairport Convention. And it sounds like this.
Give a wrong time, stop the traffic line. Your future dream is
get the solo.
That was for Larry, Steve said. Of course it was, because this show is dedicated to Larry. It's the Swamp Zombies long-awaited
interview.
Please call
our Larathon.
Call in and pledge your allegiance to someone who really got hurt. He's a really great friend of everyone down at KUCI. If you knew him, you would feel the same way as everyone here right now, if you know him. See, I'm getting corrected here. Because he's a great guy, Larry Singer. This is KUCI. This is the Swamp Zombies that we're interviewing, and I'm Sir Toby. I noticed on your album that it was done in cooperation with Dr. Dream and Out of Here Records. Is that correct?
Out There Records.
Out There, sorry.
Close,
out here.
Close enough. Yeah.
Corrected again.
Yeah, Out There is our manager's label.
They signed us first, and then Dr. Dream signed us second.
Because Dr. Dream had more money than Out There, and so... They both put it out.
And they have an office.
Yeah, it's a real nice office, too. It's there
on the circle.
Yeah, on the circle in orange.
Tell them everyone with a garage band's going to drop by now and want to be
do it. That'll teach them.
They
What's
like
the
stuff
address?
Like that. They love
the
stuff
orange
like
circle.
That.
So, on the verge
of a plug. You tell me what's up, Steve. We're here talking to the Swamp Zombies on KUCI here, and I have a question. Like, what are some of your influences, perhaps? And go ahead and say your name and let us know personally.
This is Josh, and at the moment, my favorite acoustic guy is Harry Belafonte.
Dale,
yeah. But I also like Guns N' Roses and the Pixies.
Country Roses and the Pixies. And who are you?
That's Guns N' Roses.
Oh, Guns N' Roses. Country Roses. Sounds like something Mac Davis would do or something. Sorry, folks. Another flub. No, but, and who are you, who inspired you to pick up your instrument, so to speak?
The band that inspired me to pick up my instrument was The Adolescents back in 1980.
When you were an adolescent.
When I was an adolescent, that's right. And they had those thrilling punk rock hits from the Orange County area. And I thought, well, if those young adolescents from Fullerton can do it, a young adolescent from Pasadena can do it too.
Well, yay-hoo.
Even better.
And Steve?
Who made me pick up my instrument first?
Your dad.
your dulcimer.
My dulcimer, yeah. Well, dulcimer is my first love. I am a virtuoso on the instrument. No, Actually, probably the first band that probably got me to play electric bass was the Circle Jerks, I guess. all those punk bands, Dead Kennedys, Black Flag, in those days. And then I was in assorted bands, and then I was in a rockabilly band. They made me buy an upright bass, and that's what I play now. It's
that
a hell
was
of a lot of fun.
You did your upright after your electric.
Yeah, I started with electric, yeah.
Because you're really a virtuoso on that upright. I really like how you play it a lot.
Well, thank you, Sir Toby.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for thanking me.
Oh,
and
no problem, thank you.
And Travis?
Mine are pretty much the same as Josh's, you know, we're brothers. And actually, I liked that kind of music before he did. I kind of got him into it. But I'm older than him, too.
I was a punk before you were.
I was the first punk in the world. I was born a punk.
And you're sure acting like a punk. No, actually,
how many times have we heard that?
And you guys, no, really, you were womb mates, is that correct?
Ooh. Womb mates? As
okay,
if, as in twins.
He's 23?
That the twins is
so
not
Travis
true.
Moved out before.
The
it's
twins.
A vicious rumor.
No, we said we were twins once in an interview, and now every person who interviews us thinks we're twins. We are not twins, for the record.
It's just because of the color of the hair is the same.
Right. I'm a dark brunette, and
what
he's
hair?
A blonde.
What hair? A dark brunette. Sounds kind of mysterious, Josh.
Kind of like that girl.
Okay, and Gary. How did you pick up your instrument?
Oh,
who inspired you?
I would have
you?
To say the Doobie Brothers.
Okay.
They have great percussion in their
really
stuff,
do.
And probably anything else would be like Devo or something. That's about it.
Who do you like percussionation? No.
Who?
Percussion.
Who's a good drummer,
now?
Gary?
I don't know these names. Like, there's a guy
Baxter.
That. No. There's this guy that's on some video with. Of all people, Bruno. He's a pretty good guy, but I don't know any names. I mean,
who's Bruno?
Percussionist. I don't know. There's a guy at Sawdust Festival that's pretty good. His name's Gino.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Bruno and Gino.
I guess
anything
that's
with a kind of O on the end.
Yeah, yeah. I'm changing my name to Garo, so.
I can understand that. It goes right with ya.
Yeah,
you can kind of. You'll learn to love that name.
Yeah.
And so you actually had your bongos out on the way hitchhiking. That's how you got picked up.
Yeah. Well, I had a strap on them. I carried them on my back. And I met a lot of people though on the way. You know, and a lot of people really get into music. And bongos are so easy to play with. Mm-hmm. You know, just about any kind of music. So.
Did you ever have a problem like when you're swinging around someone calling your name, hitting people with it, like Three Stooges maybe?
No, I didn't. No one ever knew my name.
But
so.
With a name like Garo, what we're going to do is we're going
to
play it.
They expect him to swing around, so they always move out of the way. I guess. I don't.
I love it. You guys are great. Are you inspired to say anything right now, anyone right now?
We got to plug our show tomorrow night.
That's true.
We'd like to say, add it up. Attack drunk driving. No, really. That's.
We're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Coach House with Firehose and a band called Don't Mean Maybe, and us, of course.
The Swamp Zombies.
Don't Mean Maybe, they're good guys.
And show starts probably around 8:30 or something, so come on down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, looking at your new releases, I see you got a, is that right, Nancy Sinatra, new release?
Get out of here. We wouldn't play her anyway.
No, what?
Unless
Nancy Sinatra is God.
All right. If Steve said
you're
so, we
offending
would do it.
Me.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were God.
I thought Nancy Reagan.
We're both God.
Is it Nancy Sinatra or Nancy Reagan? Let's get it straight.
Well, you know, they're the same person, actually, I think.
Just in drag, one of them.
Both of them, I think. One more manly than the other, I guess.
What we're going to do is we're going to play a release or a tune from your widely acclaimed. You get the next one. I like this one a lot, so I'm doing this one. It's Zombie Jamboree, and it's short and sweet. So here it goes from KUCI, the Swamp Zombies interview. Get down, get funky, and get acoustic.
Jamboree took place in the New York Cemetery.
on the jamboree.
Okay, and this is KUCI, and that was the Swamp Zombies, and this is the Swamp Zombies, because we're doing an interview right now with them here on KUCI.
Hello, we're still here.
Hello, hey-o. This is Sir Toby doing an interview with the Swamp Zombies.
Tobo now.
Tobo, that's right, Tobo Garrow. Carol Stevo.
Devo.
It's kind of like Devo, but with a Steve.
Way better.
Way better.
Aren't you the singer of the Vandals?
Travo.
Yeah. Devo. Yeah, yeah.
Josho.
And Josho. Josho Marks. So, anyway, these guys are playing at the Coach House tomorrow night, so don't miss them with a bunch of other variety of great folks.
Mind over four. No, actually, it's with Fire Hose and Don't Mean Maybe. Some guys from Tustin. Those of you in Tustin.
Are we supposed to give away tickets or anything?
That Hollywood type
place. I thought he was
place.
Supposed to bag for tickets.
Okay, you guys got a bag for tickets. But wait, hold on. Don't call yet because I'm not going to answer the phone. Because I'm not back-to-back or belly-to-belly right now.
Wait, what's
well,
the
I don't give a damn because I'm done dead already.
Because you'll be there anyway.
They can't see Fire Hose. They can only see us.
You got to close your ears, bring your earplug, and they'll be checking ears. Actually, we do have some Swamp Zombies / Fire Hose. That's because I bill you guys higher than Fire. Mention it, kids. But anyway, they're playing at the Coach House. A million times we'll say it over and over so you guys can
tomorrow,
get the tickets.
Tomorrow.
There's got to be a lot of... You got to write a song called Tomorrow. Today.
The sun yesterday. Will come out tomorrow.
Can you tell us
bet
a little
bit...
Bet
your bottom dollar... Never mind.
Can you tell us a little bit about your back-to-back and belly-to-belly zombie jamboree song?
That song's actually a Calypso standard. That's like every Calypso band there ever was did that song, including Harry Belafonte and the Kingston Trio. We kind of took it and made it our own, and we do
what
it.
About Lord and Vader?
Oh, Lord and Vader and the 12 Penetrators wrote it back in the 50s, and... if that's not a suggestive name, I don't know what is. There was a Calypso Carnival, and they just wrote it right on the spot, impromptu, you know. They wrote it without even thinking about it, and they won the big Calypso Carnival contest, and the rest is history. I'm sure you've all heard of that song, too.
Didn't we win tickets to that show?
We won tickets.
Little Swamp Zombie history. Did you all collaborate on that, then, in singing? You're all vocals
we all
on it?
Sing on it, except Travis, who doesn't sing on it because he didn't want to sing that high.
The whole band plays on that song.
And we all, of course, play instruments on that song.
Travis is biting to say something, so go ahead, Travis.
Yeah, I didn't want to sing anything high like that.
lolly, lolly, lolly. And so what we're going to do is we're going to give away some tickets after Steve says something.
All right, dial now.
For Swamp Zombie tickets tomorrow night.
The 88.9 caller gets the tickets.
That's right, 88.9. No, actually, the first...
856-KUCI. 856-5824. I listen to this station, you can tell.
Well, thank you. I know it's not because
play
of me,
some
but...
San Kennison screams. Those are always good.
San Kennison screams?
You know.
You must have them carted up.
A cart. Come on.
These guys know it all.
How about, not this record? Play that one.
Oh, yeah, play that one.
How about,
Chris is going to get these for us.
Get the dog one. Here. The dog is on campus one.
You know what I thought I'd ask you guys? Just out of the hat, this is a question. What is a typical Swamp Zombie day like?
Swamp Zombie day, get up at...
a dream come true.
We don't get up till about between 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Because no rock stars get up earlier than that. usually we'll get up just as Emergency's coming on TV. We watch Emergency. Then we might go outside, play a little ball in the front yard, build a trailer or
some... Wait, you
forgot
our prayers to the giant tiki god Ubalta.
We pray to the giant tiki god Ubalta as soon as we get up. Then we might drive around town to our most favorite thrift stores in the local Orange County, L.A. area. We'll do some thrift store shopping, looking for little tiki gods or other weirdo clothing or furniture. Then we go to the sleaziest, cheesiest coffee shop we can find. We eat lunch there at about 8 in the evening. Then we usually go to a nightclub, and If there's a happy hour somewhere, we go to the happy hour and get as many drinks as we can for real cheap. Then we go to a nightclub and see a band, and we try to find the loudest, most obnoxious band we can find, and we stay there till 2 in the morning.
Then we go to our friends
Paul and Becky's house, and we watch movies till 5. Then we go home, 2 awake the next day at 1 in the afternoon. Whew.
My God. And you do it all together, hand-to-hand?
All four of us.
Back-to-back.
And usually a whole bunch of girls with us, hopefully.
Back-to-back and belly-to-belly, says Gary.
Good one, Gary.
Good one. Okay, 1, 2, 3, together. Ha, ha, ha. Wait, did we give away those tickets?
No.
No, not yet, that's right.
We're waiting for the 88.9th caller.
Okay, 88.9th caller.
We're at number two. Keep them coming.
Hey, don't call. Don't call, you guys, because I'll take them. So there.
We're not leaving. Sorry, number four. Sorry, number five.
Five,
sorry.
Six.
Sorry, seven. Keep those calls coming. We got 5 lines lit up right now, so keep calling.
So you're
if busy. Just call back. Keep trying.
And you're gonna have to listen to the Swamp Zombies a little longer, if it comes
if you
down
don't
to that.
Call.
Oh, they've got nothing better to do tonight.
We got another song to do
now. We're playing the Orange Street Fair too on Sunday.
Oh well, why don't we do that? Why don't we go down to the Orange Street Fair?
It's so much fun there. It's great.
It's a blast. There's this big Amnesty International booth there and everything.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
They got beers from every country in the world there.
From Germany, too?
Germany.
Yeah. And they have
Norway.
German sausages.
They got Greek beer. They got Italian beer. Do they have Italian beer?
There is such a thing, but I don't think they have it.
I wouldn't drink it.
Let's play our song. This is like almost a real folk song here.
Incident we had at Denny's, and it's called a Denny's incident.
So go ahead.
August 1987.
Are they cute?
Zombies.
Mouths open, close my eyes. You see life as a competition. In conformity, you've got some hopes for wealth and a lack of self. You have no individuality, but you're running with a mob with who you've beaten up, those who are different from you. And you sing, let's bash the gays, harass the geeks, and trash the punks. But only if there are fewer them than us. You're jealous, you're mindless, all because you're so golden spineless. Well, you'll get old, you'll have your money, but you've just gone and sold yourself short with a lack of courage. Most of all, just to be yourself. But you bought conservative views, and you use them to get yourself away with murder. And you sing, let's trash the gays, harass the geeks, and trash the punks. If there are fewer them than us, let's trash the gays, harass the geeks, and trash the punks.
Okay, well.
Basso.
Great. Okay, well, what was the name of that little tune?
That was Denny's Incident, August 1987.
Okay, this is Christina here on KUCI.
Okay.
With our in-studio guests, the Swamp Zombies. I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready for your question?
Like
she.
Okay.
Okay.
Bilingual.
Okay. What's the question?
Okay. Like all right already. Okay.
Okay.
How would you like the band to be remembered in 25 years?
As the band that
Wouldn't quit. We want to be still together with big pot bellies and drug habits we have to support by constantly doing reunion tours and playing places like the Coach House, like those cool bands.
Hey! I like the Coach House.
Sorry, we like the Coach House, actually.
We got in big trouble with them last time we said something bad about them. But, no, I want to be remembered as the band that, that killed themselves on stage, basically.
So come to the show this Friday.
You never know.
It might be the show.
Okay, Gary.
Your video recorder.
What about you, Gary? How would you like the band to be remembered in 25 years?
If anyone could remember it, that would be good enough.
you just want to be remembered in 25 years.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Travis, what about you?
Well, I'd like to think we made kind of a fashion statement. I'd like to see this big resurgence of like wingtip shoes. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, black wingtips. Get your feet out.
Big black shoes.
Maybe you should describe to our listening audience your current attire.
I'm wearing black wingtip shoes, Levi's, T-shirt.
And a big fluffy shirt.
And I'm wearing a Hello Kitty T-shirt.
It has a Hello Kitty mask on, the little plastic ones. Looks real good.
Why thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. Okay.
What are you wearing?
Okay.
So you're listening to KUCI.
I'm good, except I'm wearing
88.9.
Why don't we have them do an ID now?
And the Zomp Swombies. Yeah, we could do that.
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 Irvine Mono.
Whenever we're in town, we listen to the station because we live in town, so we listen to it a lot, and we're the Swamp Zombies.
That is if KXLU isn't blocking you guys up.
And you're driving by.
All right. All right, that was the long version. Cut. That was great. You
want us to do another one? Another one? Okay.
We're the Swamp Zombies.
And you're listening to KUCI 88.9 Irvine, California.
Is it a K or is it a W?
KUCI.
Well, we got half the Swamp Zombies in that one.
It's your turn now, guys.
Okay, now Gary will do one.
Now let's do some harmony on this one. Go ahead, Gary, you do your...
I'll
do a personal one. How's that? Every one of you do a personal one. So here you go.
Hi, my name is Gary, and I play drums in the Swamp Zombies, and I listen to KUCI when I'm driving around here.
You forgot the Irvine.
88.9.
And Irvine. You try to get cut.
Okay, all right. Wait, now I'll use
different. That's enough. You can splice them all together.
You're right.
Hi, this is Josh from the Swamp Zombies. Whenever I'm in Irvine, which is real often because I live here, I listen to KUCI 88.9 in Irvine.
Yay!
To the left of your dial.
Yay!
Left of your dial.
Thank you, Josh.
Where's the L?
Next.
You want me to
Stevie,
say one?
Stevie, go ahead.
If Travis wants to do one.
Okay, Trav.
Celebrity Imitation.
My name is Travis, and I'm from Scotland, and whenever I'm in Irvine, I listen to KUCI in Irvine, 88.9.
All right, that's Travis from the Swamp Zombies. Yeah.
Travis O'Agle.
Travo.
Wagle.
Mick Agle.
Let me see here. You guys wanted to hear it. You guys wanted to hear one of these, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Not this record!
Thank you.
This record!
I want to hear that new Nancy Sinatra stuff you have.
Oh gosh, let's cue it up quick.
Look at him rushing over to the turntable.
Where are all the sound effects here?
No, let's give away those tickets now.
Yeah, we have tickets
Yeah.
We have some records to give away, like, in the next couple weeks if anybody calls in and wants them or something.
We have the tape. It's the album. It's, like, the real tape. We didn't do them ourselves or anything. So just call, and they're yours.
All right, so call up right now. KUCI 856.
How many do we
have? KUCI.
Five tapes.
I swear.
One pair of tickets for the Firehose show. What a deal. Tomorrow night. And, hey, you don't even have to be 21, kids. Give us a call.
Yeah, hey. So what we're going to do is play another tune called, go ahead, say it, Coffee House
Ray.
Coffeehouse Ray here on KUCI.
Whoops!
Four tapes.
Oops, hey yo, back to back.
Ray.
Coffee House Ray, and this is the Swamp Zombies interview here live September 1st.
The spacious studios of KUCI. Did you guys get it painted around here? It looks really nice.
No, we just put new tapes on the back of the albums.
Oh, was that it?
It's a reflection.
Well, I heard a lot of DJs gasping like a couple weeks ago or so. So I thought they were painting, but never mind.
Yeah, they were actually. We did. That's very good. That's very perceptive of you, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks,
Tobo. Yes. Oh, hey, baby.
We'd like to congratulate Steve Adler, who just won tickets to see the Swamp Zombies of Firehose tomorrow night at the Coach House. And we gave away a couple tapes, too.
One of our awake listeners.
Yes.
We're going to dedicate a song to Steve Adler.
I can just hear all the other guys, you mean they were really giving them away?
Really?
Yep, really, we were. That's right. And he's going to see a great show because the Swamp Zombies are... the epitome of what's new here here in Orange County.
Why, thanks.
And everywhere. True.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tobo.
Oh, don't mention any. Did you guys? I have one of these abstract questions for again. What is your message to the world? Yeah, that's it. That's the question.
My message is basically, you've got to fight for your right to party.
Steve and Josh?
This is Josh, and my message is, just do what you want. Don't let anybody tell you.
Just don't hurt other people.
You can hurt other people and everything. Just do what you want.
What a message.
What's your message, Travis? My message is, be nice to other people. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's my message.
Oh, how lovely.
As you can see, Josh and Travis's message are exact opposites.
The yin and the yang of the swan zombies.
God, Gary? I'd have to say my message is, do unto others before they do unto you.
Ooh, and that's...
I saw that on a t-shirt in the 70s.
You're dating yourself, boys. No, actually, that's true here down in Doggy Dog Orange County, isn't that right?
That's true.
Nothing like being out in the free rays about right now, huh? Things
whatever
up.
It takes to get on top. Standing on other people selling drugs, whatever you have to do, do it to get there. That is our message.
Just say do it.
Sleep your way to the top.
Do we have any traffic reports we could do?
Bad.
I didn't go on the 405.
So you guys are going to be doing another song here for us. Is that correct?
No.
We don't want to do another song.
We'd like to.
We have a request.
Do you have a request? Go ahead. What's the song you'd like to hear?
Nancy Sinatra, Last of the Secret Agents.
We're queuing it up right away. Where
you guys actually have it?
Blue Women. Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's
on turntable number two.
So here it is from KUCI for the Swamp Zombies, Those Guys. We'll just leave it at that.
This
is KUCI in Irvine, September 1st at the incredible Swamp Zombies interview here in Orange County.
We're glad to be here today. It's a lovely Thursday afternoon.
And we're more than happy to have you guys, actually.
Thanks.
We got to go. Happy hour starting pretty soon.
That's true, huh? You guys need your fix.
Do you know what the best drink there is? What would you say it was, Steve?
Well, a zombie's
good. A zombie's good. It's five different, three to five different kinds of rums mixed
There's
together.
There's always gin and tonic, you know.
Gin and tonic is the only
Straight
drink.
Straight gin.
You shouldn't
Come
drink anything
Coach
else.
I'm going to be drinking gin and tonic.
On stage. Naked.
You want to see a guy drink gin and tonic? Come to the Coach House. It's an awesome sight.
How about Bogart's? What, did you want to say something
that's
about
beer
some?
At Bogart's.
Our idols, Firehouse. Oh, Firehose, I'm sorry. They're a hot band, actually, so, you know. I mean, we make fun of them, but...
Hey, look, the light's going on and off.
And we're going on tour in 2 weeks.
Nation. Where are you going to be going on tour, then?
Oh, we are leaving... Oh, we didn't even talk about a tour, but we are leaving on tour in 2 weeks. We're going to go up California, to Oregon, to Washington, to Canada. Then we're going down to Nevada. Then we're going through the heartland of America, and we'll probably end up in Florida. We are not going to hit the Eastern Seaboard nor the Great Lakes region, unfortunately, during this tour.
So, you people out there.
So, if you live in Milwaukee or Boston or something, you'll have to wait till the next tour.
How about Saskatchewan, Canada?
Nope, not that area either. We're
Maybe
just going
Toronto.
To Vancouver.
Vancouver. Okay, so anyone in Vancouver is going to be up visiting your grandma or grandfather, you know, with acute gout, look out for the posters that the Swamp Zombies will be doing. You probably did. Sorry about... No, it's still going. You just...